You mentioned the issue of the patient is not fit for intensive therapy. And, you know, we did this survey of 30 AML investigators, which you really helped us write. And we had used it previously with the Florida Cancer Specialist Program. And then we also showed those same results at the meeting at ASH. And one of the areas where we saw a lot of disparity was just that patients with either IDH or FLT3 mutations who were not eligible for chemotherapy. You mentioned all the possible options. What's your usual approach?
Yeah, so for an IDH1 patient who's not going to get 3 and 7, I would use azacitidine and venetoclax because it responds well. I wouldn't use the triplet yet. There's some possible antagonism between IDH inhibition and venetoclax. It's only worth testing, but I wouldn't use it off a protocol. So azaven, I mean, if, I guess there are a few patients who are so frail they can't even take hypomethylating agent. Maybe there's a few that I would give a single agent to in that setting. For the FLT3 patients who can't tolerate chemotherapy, I would probably use one of the FLT3 inhibitors plus a hypomethylating agent. So sorafenib plus azacitidine, which is a regimen that's been around for a long time, thanks to work done by Farhad Ravandi a decade ago. There's less data on gilteritinib and azacitidine, but there is some. That would be a viable combination in my mind as well. Why do I say that? I don't think the FLT3 inhibitors as a single agent are good enough, and why not combine them with a little bit of chemotherapy if the patient can tolerate it? So again, there might be a few patients who are so frail I wouldn't give them azacitidine, just gilteritinib alone. And of course, I did mention the data with gilteritinib and venetoclax, too premature to be used outside the context of the clinical trial, but very interesting. Wouldn't it be great to have a chemo-free approach for an older adult? I mean, a pill approach for an older adult with mutant FLT3 AML. We don't know that yet. But so it's either for IDH, it's azaven. For FLT3, it's sorafenib aza or gilt aza. I wouldn't use ven-aza in that group because the response rate seems to be a bit lower and the response rate with the combos are pretty good. Actually, there was a quizartinib plus azacitidine abstract presented at ASH, which had a very high response rate.